Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
YDOT to begin summer paving projects in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Drivers in Campbell County can expect road work and occasional delays beginning later this month as the Wyoming Department of Transportation starts its annual paving program. According to YDOT, maintenance crews are scheduled to begin paving operations the week of June 22nd, with work continuing through July 9th, weather permitting. Projects are planned on Interstate 90 between mile markers 133 and 135, on YO 59 North near mile marker 121, and on YO 59 South between mile markers 56 and 61. The paving work is designed to repair damage caused by winter conditions, including frost heaves, rutting, and cracking. YDOT officials say roadway conditions are evaluated each year to determine which areas need repairs, with safety serving as a primary factor in selecting projects. Motorists should expect lane closures, flagging operations, and temporary detours in work zones, although officials say delays should be minimal. YDOT is also reminding drivers to follow Wyoming's Move Over law by slowing down and providing space for maintenance and emergency vehicles. Violations can result in a $235 fine. Once work in Campbell County is complete, paving crews will move on to projects in Johnson and Sheridan counties. Carbon County Sergeant critically wounded in shooting near Colorado border. A Carbon County Sheriff's Sergeant remains in critical condition after being shot multiple times while responding to a call involving an armed suspect in Baggs, Wyoming. According to the Carbon County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Zach Burns responded Monday to a report of a man with a gun near the Wyoming-Colorado border. After locating the suspect vehicle and initiating a traffic stop in front of an apartment complex, authorities say the suspect immediately exited the vehicle and opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle. Sergeant Burns was struck in the neck, arm, and hip. Investigators say the suspect then set fire to the apartment building before fleeing north on Highway 789. Residents rushed to aid the wounded deputy, providing cover and emergency medical care until first responders arrived. Burns was flown to a Colorado trauma center where he remains in critical condition. The suspect was later killed in an exchange of gunfire with Carbon County deputies on Highway 789. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation. In a statement, the Sheriff's Office thanked the residents of Baggs and responding agencies. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.